如果你是你不常在跟我们在一起敬拜呢，你可能会觉得有一点惊讶。
And if you have not spent any time with us worshiping and studying the word, then you might be a bit surprised.
因为我们开始用一堂讲完一卷书。
Because we have begun using a single session to preach through an entire book.
那么我这个原因是因为我们第一，我们全教会都在读旧约。
And one of the reasons is as a church, we have been reading the Old Testament.
那么另外呢，一个原因是我们用一堂讲整卷书的目的是让我们看到整卷书的目的，而不会进入看太过细节而忽略了那个整个大体的这个大方向。
The other reason is so that we are able to see the big picture of the book and understand its theme and not get lost in the details.
所以当我们很多时候我们读圣经，特别是我们读很大本的这个书卷的时候，我们在一章一节里面呢，我们看不到整卷书的主题跟方向。
Now, our usual style is to look at each and every section or pericope of the Bible, and the tendency is that we might not catch the full picture.
但是当我们一堂讲完整卷的时候呢，我们大概有一个大方向之后，当我们去读的时候，我们会比较清楚，有一个指标，有一个这个地图，有一个 road map 带领我们。
But when we look at an entire book in a single setting, when we finally do read the book privately, we then have a roadmap, we have a scaffolding that guides us as we read.
所以我们已经跟大家一起看完整卷的这个创世纪，我们也看完这个出埃及记。
So we've already covered the book Genesis, we've also seen Exodus.
当然我们也看了一些历史书，还有一些小先知书。
We've also seen history, we've also looked at the minor prophets.
那么今天我们要看生命记。
Today we're looking at Deuteronomy.
所以整本生命记的方向或者主题是什么呢？
What is the main theme of the book?
基本上就是信靠顺服。
Effectively, it is trust and obey.
所以我们我先给你一个这个生命记的大纲，然后我们才给大家介绍这个生命记。
So first, let me give you an overall outline of the book of Deuteronomy before we take a deeper look at it.
所以在第一章到第四章呢，把这个摩西呢先给我们看到他回忆历史的教训，所以他第一点就是顺服的教训。
In the first four chapters, Moses does an evaluation of the history of Israel's obedience.
所以我们信服信靠顺服就是他的主题。所以第一点是顺服的教训，第二点就是顺服的动机，他的目的，他的动力是什么。
And this aligns with our theme today, which is trust and obey. The second point, chunk, which is chapters 5 to 11, talks about encouragement for disobedience.
那么第三点呢，就是顺服的教导，他就解释十诫，然后他也解释其他有关当时候他们进入迦南地的时候必须要守的这个律法。
From chapters 12 to 26, Moses takes the time to explain the law of obedience. He does a recap and an unpacking of the Ten Commandments, and he talks to them, tells them what they need to hold to as they enter the promised land.
那么当然他教导他们解释有关什么叫做律法，那么神的要求之后呢，他说他告诉我们顺服的结果，第一点顺服的教训，第二点顺服的动机，第三点顺服的教导，第四呢顺服的结果。
Having explained to them what the standard is, the law, what the law demands of them, he finally talks about the effects of obedience in chapters 27 to 30. And so we have evaluation of the history of obedience, encouragement for obedience, explanation of the law for obedience, and effects of obedience.
那么最后呢，当然摩西自己不能够进迦南地，因为他不听从神的教导。
At the end of the day, Moses was not allowed to enter Canaan because he was not obedient.
所以我们也看到他把这个他的这个这个领导的这个工作呢交给了约书亚。
And so we see Moses passing on the mantle of leadership to Joshua.
所以我们这边就给我们看到这个整本书呢其实呢就是生命记的目的呢就是给我们教导我们一定要守一定要遵守一定要谨守圣经神的话。
And so the book of Deuteronomy focuses on the need to trust and obey God's word.
那么当我们接下来仔细的讲这个生命记的时候呢, 我们就会你会看到这个信靠顺服是他的主题。
And you will see as we unpack the message that trust and obey really is the main focus.
生命记呢基本上 等一下我会跟大家讲, 生命记这个字呢, 就是重生, 重一次, second law, 或者是 重新 reiterate 那个 law, 就是重新的解释神的
Now the title of the book Deuteronomy means a second law or a re-giving or reiteration of the earlier law.
那么但是整本圣经呢，整本生命记呢，是因着前一代的人，等一下我们会讲上一代的人，因为他们在这个以色列人不听神的话，在旷野漂流40年。 40年之后新的new generation起来的时候呢，新一代起来的时候， 他这个摩西要教导他们说，你上一代不听神的话，这一代的人怎么样进去？要不要学上一代人的错误？要进去顺服神的话，神就会带领他祝福他们。Now
the context of it is that because of Israel's disobedience, they remained wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. What we're seeing now is a new generation rising up. Moses is telling this new generation what they need to do in order to enter the promised land.
如果你仔细看《生命记》呢, 你会发现这个他一直教导我们要听从, 要obey, 一直要叫我们实行, 听从神的话。
And you will see that language of trust and obey throughout the book where he says, for example, do them, obey these laws.
让我用几节圣经证明一下。
And let me just show you some of that language.
生命记四章一节说, 以色列人啊, 现在我所教训你的律例典章, 你们要听从遵行, 好叫你们存活, 得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地, 承受为业。
Deuteronomy 4:1 says, And now, Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them, that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
第五章第一节也是这么讲。
This is underscored in Deuteronomy 5:1.
摩西将以色列人众人招来了, 对他们说, 以色列人啊, 我今日晓谕你们的律例典章是要你们 听可以学习谨守遵行。
Where it says, And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the rules that I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and be careful to do them.
生命记十章十二节，还有很多，我们挑一些起来讲。生命经十章十二节说， 以色列啦, 现在耶和华向你要的是什么呢? 要你敬畏耶和华你的神, 遵行他的道, 爱他, 尽心尽性,
Chapter 10 verse 12 says, And now Israel, where does the Lord your God require, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以你看到吗? 摩西不断地呼唤他们要遵守。
And so we see that Moses continues to repeat this theme.
那么在生命记30章19到20节说, 我今天呼天唤地向你做见证, 我将生死祸福臣服在你面前, 所以你们要拣选生命, 使你和你的后裔得以存活, 且要爱耶和华你的神, 听从他的话, 专靠他, 因为他是你的生命, 你的日子可以长久, 是在乎他, 这样, 你就可以在耶和华, 向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各启示所应许的那地上居住。
In chapter 30 verses 19 and 20, it says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them.
所以你看到这个language，这些话语，他说我呼天唤地，这个是一个，你要知道摩西快要死了，他要离开世界了，然后这是他是最后的一些话，他呼天唤地。 告诉你们，你们过去的时候，你一定要守，这样你才能够存活，才能够生，还有生命，才有得到神的祝福。它是最后的祝福。
This language that Moses uses, where he says, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today," there is an urgency in Moses' voice because he is about to die. And he knows this. He is about to pass on the mantle to Joshua, and the Israelites are about to go into the promised land. And so he is urgent and pleading with them.
所以你会发现，上一代的人做错了很多事情，但是下一代的人不应该重复这些错误。And
so we see that the past generation had made mistakes, and he did not want the next generation to make the same mistakes.
那么哲学家有一个哲学家这么讲：若不从历史上面吸取教训，我们必然重蹈覆辙，走回再走回失败的老路。
There is a philosopher who is quoted as saying, "Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it."
So, 你会发现历史里面呢，给我们很多的教训。
And we can see that history has many lessons for us.
所以在摩西在讲到的时候，这一代的人，他说，因为他们不听神的话，这一代的人呢，快要面对这个神惩罚他们，不让他们进去神所应许的。 神的意思是好的，要他们享受，要祝福他们，要他们进到流马以利之地。但是呢，他们不听从，所以神禁止他们进去。所以神就在这个时候呢，摩西就呼唤他们：“是的，我们上一代，我们新加坡人也是有很多人，我们上一代也不见得是非常穷困，也很多困难等等的问题。甚至我们父母亲、我们祖父祖母亲都也不是受了很大的高深的教育。” 我们得到好处之后呢，我们不要忘记以前的人这犯的错误。And
as Singaporeans, we understand that because in our short history, our forefathers had come and had struggled to try and build the country. As the next generation rises up, we don't want to make those same mistakes. And in the same way, Moses is telling the new generation of Jews that they need to not make the same mistakes of their past generation who are now being judged and not being entered the promised land, not being allowed to enter the promised land.
那么有一个解经家就说，其实这个《生命记》呢，就是一个提醒，告诉我们，他从历史里面给我们看到很多过去的错误。摩西就给我们看到上一代的人犯了一些错误之后呢，他在劝勉下一代不要再犯同样的错误。
And commentators talk about this as a book of history lessons. And again, Moses does not want the new generation to make those same mistakes.
所以等一下我给大家看到，那个摩西在《生命记》一开始的时候，前面四章呢，他在重复过去他们先祖所犯的一些错误。
And so we'll see that in the first four chapters of the book of Deuteronomy, it is a recounting of the mistakes that were made by the past generation.
然后这个生命记不但是给我们看到历史上面的一些功课，同时呢，它提醒，它也告诉我们提醒的重要。其实圣经里面有很多的这个经文是不断的重复的重复，主耶稣的教训也是不断的重复，目的是在提醒我们。
Not only does Moses talk about the importance of history lessons, the book also tells us the importance of reminders. And you'll see throughout the Bible, repetitive reminders because we need those reminders.
那么同时呢，我们也看到教养儿女的重要。这边我们当中有很多父母，有很多年轻的孩子，教养孩子非常重要，因为现在这一批人进去这个迦南地神所应许之地。 都是在40岁以下，40岁以上的都差不多都要离开世界了。所以现在是新的一代，你要进入新的环境， 怎么样的能够讨神的喜悦，怎么样才能够成功来这个进入完成神的旨意呢？所以这个教导很重要。所以生命记对于教导信徒、教导孩童如何过一个敬虔讨神喜悦的生活是非常重要的。
Now remember that the context is that the people who were now about to enter the land were all 40 years and below. And they would be potentially young parents. Many of us are young parents in this church. The book of Deuteronomy speaks to the art of parenting and talks about the importance of that in raising the next generation.
那么同时呢，生命记很重要。为什么很重要呢？因为生命记是圣经，神的话，神的话都是神所默示的，所以我们都必须要学习。
And of course, there is the importance of Deuteronomy in itself, and the word of God is breathed out by God, and so it is important for us to learn it.
第二呢，新约圣经引用生命记超过100次。新约圣经引用生命记 New Testament's quote of Old Testament.
The New Testament quotes the book of Deuteronomy many times.
100次。
In fact, 100 times.
超过100次。
More than 100
times. 而且呢，主耶稣在引用旧约的时候呢，用最多的就是旧约这个生命记。
And in fact, when Jesus quotes the Old Testament, he quotes mostly from the book of Deuteronomy.
所以你会看到《生命记》是一本非常重要的书。
So it is a very important book.
那么而且呢，你要知道主耶稣在面对试探的时候，三次魔鬼来试探的时候，他三次都用《生命记》的话来回应魔鬼。
And it is significant that when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, three times he quoted from the book of Deuteronomy.
同时呢，我们也发现《生命记》啊是这个摩西五经最后一本，他是把整本这个整个摩西五经的 Pentateuch 最后呢的 conclusion， 把它的总结出来。所以这个生命记是非常重要的。其实我劝大家，我们在教会一段时间的弟兄姐妹，找一天，找一个星期六坐下来，把这个生命记呢从头到尾速读 speed reading。把它用这个一个早上的时间把34章一起读完，这样的话你就很有清楚的认识到整本书的重要性。
It is also significant in that Deuteronomy is the conclusion to the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, and it's significant. And in fact, I would encourage you to just take a morning, take an afternoon.On a Saturday to read the book of Deuteronomy from start to end in one sitting.
而且这个生命记呢，对今天的教会有没有影响呢？
Does the book of Deuteronomy have any relevance and impact on today's church?
其实很重要的经文都在生命记里面。
Fact is, it is, and there are many important verses here.
特别讲到神的神性。
It talks about the deity of God.
他讲到他的特性，他的 attribute， 他的神的这个特性，在里面呢有很丰富的教导。
It talks about the character and the attributes of God, and there is rich teaching here.
他也告诉我们为什么他拣选以色列人。
It talks about why God chose Israel.
那么以色列人怎么样在这个世界上面，或者说神的选民在这个世界上怎么样能够成一个神所喜悦的，成为一个这个圣洁的子民。
And it tells us how God's chosen people is meant to be a holy people in this world.
所以这个生命记是非常重要的。
And so the book of Deuteronomy is of great importance.
现在让我们稍微简单的来说，这个书名刚才提到《生命记》，就是重申再一次的讲到神的命令是什么。
Now we said just now that the title Deuteronomy is a retelling of God's law.
那么在希伯来文的圣经里面呢，它的书名呢，基本上就是第一章第一节说，以下就是摩西的话。These are the words, 就是它的书名。
In the Hebrew, it takes the title from really the opening words of the book of Deuteronomy, which literally are these are the words.
那么另外呢，这个作者是谁呢？
Who is the author?
我们相信这个作者呢应该是摩西。
We believe that the author is Moses.
请你打开《生命记》31章看一看。
Please turn to chapter 31.
生命记三十一章
Deuteronomy chapter 31。
其实我在开始的时候我很想讲这些话，不过我现在就趁这个时候讲一些话啊。我们以前在讲这个讲一堂讲一这个一堂讲一卷书的时候呢，我们有一些困难，就是有时候我们讲的太过高层次呢，我们没有打开圣经，因为我们不可能读34章的圣经，一读呢可能要读了好几个钟头。
Now, I just want to make a comment on how we're approaching the book. There is a challenge to looking at an entire book in a single setting. And because we cannot go chapter by chapter, we often have to take a overview or high level view of the book. And
那么讲到这样 high level view, 就是我们在好像飞机这样飞过的时候，但是结果每一个人我们都没有打开圣经，但是我又回去很感觉到内疚。
And there is a tendency for us, because it's such a high level, we don't open and look at our Bibles as much as we should, and I often end feeling a bit guilty.
所以我很想要大家是，当我们讲的时候呢，我们一定要你打开圣经看，啊，这边讲到这个，这边讲到这个，这样的话你对圣经要熟悉。
And so I would really encourage you as we are going through the entire book to please follow along and turn with me.
啊，那么所以今天呢，我们会开始要大家多打开圣经看。
And starting from today, I would like you to, we will try to look at our Bibles more often.
所以当我们在讲的时候呢，我会抽样把这些经文指给你看，所以你可以跟得到。虽然我们不能够把整本一起来读，那个你自己回去要读，但是呢，我们只是提出来啊，这边这几件你稍微做记号，这边几件做记号。当你读的时候，你就会想起我们讲过。
Now we will be selective about which verses we look at, but as we go through them, please turn along with me, then you will have signposts along the way for when you do read Deuteronomy.
所以在这里呢，我们看到31章，生命记31章第9节。
Let's look at chapter 31, verse 9.
生命记31章9节，摩西将这些律法写出来，交给台耶和华约柜的祭司、利未的子孙和以色列的众长老。
It says, Then Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel.
所以这个呢，所以这边讲到摩西将这些写出来的时候，所以既可能就是第一章到三十章，应该是摩西所写的。
And because it says Moses wrote this law, there is a likelihood that chapters 1 up to 31 were written by Moses.
当然当你读到34章的时候呢，你就发现摩西死了，摩西不可能在那边写，我死了，我继续写下去。
And then you reach chapter 34 and you see that Moses has died and it is unlikely that he continues writing after he
那么谁写34章呢？
So who's written chapter 34?
应该是后来他们在圣殿里面找出来的时候，当时候这个约西亚王就把它添上去，写说这个就是摩西死后这些的教导，把它整理出来。要记得当时候他们已经很长的时间没有读圣经，他在圣殿里面找出来之后呢，把它重新整理，所以我们才有这个生命记。
It is possible that this was added on, sort of as a postscript, as Israel had collected these writings in the temple. Having seen, reading this again, they then added on this ending chapter of Deuteronomy.
所以呢，这个第一个这个书名就是指重新的来解释这个神的诫命。
And so the title is to retell God's law.
那么第二呢，这个作者呢，应该大部分是摩西自己写的。
The author, for the most part, should be Moses.
那么地点呢，应该是在摩亚的平原 ，the plain of Moab.
The place of writing is likely to be the plains of Moab.
那么时间呢，应该是摩西快要离开世界，而且呢，这一批新的一代的人呢，快要进入新的迦南地。
And the time of writing is likely to be just as Moses, just before Moses passes, and just as the new generation of Israelites are to enter the promised land.
所以对象就是这个新在旷野里面出生长大的这一些这些新的以色列人。
The recipients, the original audience of this letter was to be the Israelites who were born and bred in the wilderness.
那么当然它的结构呢，基本上很多人在研究圣经的时候，特别是生命记，发现当时候的人的条约啊， 那个 ancient treaties 呢，跟生命记的整个结构非常的相似。
Now, Bible scholars look at the structure of the book and they found that the structure very much sort of mirrors the structure of ancient treaties.
所以这边呢，在古代的这个条约里面呢，基本上它有条约的导言，有历史的序言，然后他就讲说他的条约是什么，然后如果条约遵行有祝福，不遵行他有这个咒诅，所以这个条约的结果，然后最后呢是一些这个谁写这个这个条约，谁做见证人这些东西全部都记载下来。所以如果你研究生命记呢，跟这个有非常相似，非常的这个相似的这个结构。
Ancient treaties, broadly speaking, had such a structure. They had a preamble, a historical prologue, stipulations or conditions of the covenant, and ratification, where it talked about curses or blessings for if you do not ratify the treaty, and then finally continuity or provisions for maintaining the covenant.
所以这个呢，就是成为我们的大纲。这个我们在读这个《生命记》的时候的大纲。
And so we're going to superimpose this on our outline of the book of Deuteronomy.
但是呢，我们基本上把它简化，然后呢给它使到我们比较容易记。
But we are going to sort of simplify it.
所以呢，我们会看这个，好像这边讲到历史的序言呢，这个就是我们的第一点。
So for example, where it talks about history, we're going to talk about the corresponding point for us will be evaluation of the history lessons of obedience.
所以摩西在写《生命记》的时候，这在哪里呢？你去看第一章第一节，他说：“以下所记载的是摩西在约旦河东的旷野，舒服面对的亚拉巴，就是巴兰、妥弗、拉班、哈喜路的。”底撒哈中间向以色列人所说的话，从何烈山经过西尔山到加底斯巴亚也有11天的路程。
Where was this written? Book of Deuteronomy 1 chapter 1 verses 1 to 2 say, These are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazaroth, Dizahab. It is 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea.
所以你注意这个字 Kadesh 加底斯巴尼亚，这个字就是他们上一代的以色列人来到这边的时候呢，神要他过去攻打当时候的人，占领那块地。他们去看，哇，这些人很高大，这些人很害怕，神，哦，不行，他不就不打了。所以他们公开拒绝，公开抵挡神，公开不顺从神，他说我们不要进去，我们留在这里。经过神说，我把你们从埃及里带出来，要你们进去得这块地，这块是好，叫做牛奶以蜜之地。你们不进去，你们不信我，所以呢，你们这一代的人，我不让你们进去。
Now notice the highlighted word Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea is significant because it was from this place that the Israelites were supposed to scout out the promised land and come back, destroy the enemies in that land that was, that they were meant to take. But the scouts came back with a negative report and they said there were very large people in there, there were giants and we cannot possibly win them. And because they said they would not go in, they had openly defied God's command. As a result, that generation of Israelites were not allowed to go into the promised land.
所以他们不信神，他们不听从神。
They did not believe God, they did not obey him.
所以在生命记一章二十六节说，你们却不肯上去，竟违背耶和华你们神的诫命。
And that's why in verses 26 and 27 of chapter 1 it says, Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God.
那么在生命记一章三十二节说，你们在这些上不信耶和华你们的神。
It says in verse 32, Yet in spite of this word, you did not believe the Lord your God.
所以你看到我们的主题当作信靠顺服，你必须要相信，你必须要顺服神的诫命，神记在圣经里面给我们，就是你必须要相信神，必须要诫命。特别是他们看到神怎么样从他们从埃及地把他们带出来，行了十灾，然后开了红海，行了许多的神迹， 比现在要做的事情更大，你还是不信，所以这个神就要惩罚这个时代。
And that's why the theme of this book is trust and obey, especially in the light of the fact that these Israelites had seen great works from the hand of God, having taken them out of slavery in Egypt, parting the Red Sea, and letting them cross. Even so, they did not believe.
所以在生命记第一章三十四节，你看到这个，我们还在第一章呢，讲到为什么摩西在这边给他们一些review of historical lesson， 就是给他们一些历史的教训。他说，耶和华说，你们既然是这样，他神就发怒，启示说，这个世代，这个恶的世代呢，一个也不能见我所启示应许的列祖的美地。
And he's giving these Israelites a review of history. And he tells them, and the Lord heard your words and was angered. And he swore, not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land that I swore to give to your fathers.
啊，这个就是他的背景。
And so this is the background to the book.
所以生命记呢，开始的时候就是告诉他们说，神预备了这么从埃及把他们拯救出来，给他们一个非常好的地，要他们去争取。他们不信神，又不听从神，所以神说我不给你们进去。等到第二代的时候，所以摩西在生命记跟第二代教导他们说，你们不要做上一代的错误，你们应该好好的顺从神，进入这个迦南地，然后呢得到神的祝福。
And so we see God's mighty hand taking the Israelites away from that slavery and out of Egypt. He's here giving them the promised land. He calls this the land of milk and honey, but they refuse to obey despite all that he has done. And because of that, they are now, that generation was not allowed to go into the promised land. Moses is now preparing the second generation of people.
So, 我们的第一点是摩西让他们从复习历史的教训。
And so our first point is that Moses allows them to revise the lessons taught in history.
第二点，这个才是最重要的。我想今天呢，我们大家应该注意这个第二点，就是我们为什么要顺服。
The second point of the book is, and I think this is the most important point here, and we'll probably spend the most time here, why do we need to obey?
我们顺服的动机是什么？
What is the motivation or encouragement for us to obey?
所以这个就是四章，其实呢，生命记其实是三次不同的讲道集合出来的。所以在四章四十四节这边是摩西的第二堂讲道。第一堂讲道是这个历史的回顾，第二堂讲道呢是告诉他们说为什么你们必须要顺从神。
And effectively the book of Deuteronomy is broken up into three blocks of messages to the Israelites and woven together. The first was to talk about the history of Israel, and the second is to talk about why they need to obey.
不但是告诉他们为什么要，而且解释给他们听什么叫做律法，他怎么样来遵守。
In addition to telling them why they needed to obey, he also explained to them what they needed to obey.
所以生命记四章四十四节呢，是另外一段讲到说，摩西在以色列面前就陈明律法，就跟他们解释律法。
And chapter 4 verse 44 is that division point where it says this is the law that Moses set before the people of Israel.
那么五章一节说，再一次他说，摩西召聚众人来对他们说，以色列人啊，今日我晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，要学习，要谨守遵行，不断的劝我们。今天我们在讲台上不断的要听从神，要听从圣经，我们听还是不听呢？
He pleads to them again in chapter 5 verse 1. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the rules that I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and be careful to do them. He continually repeats this need for them to obey. And now as we stand at the pulpit and we hear the messages each week in the church, do we also obey?
所以第一点呢，他告诉我们，我们为什么要顺服神呢？第一，我们而且要学习怎么样顺服。第一呢，我们必须要敬爱神。
So he talks about the motivation for their obedience. Why do we obey? And the first point is we need to love God.
你请你打开《生命记》第六章，我们讲这个parenting 的时候，我们讲这个 教育儿女的时候，一定来到《申命记》第六章。
So please turn your Bibles to chapter 6. As whenever we talk about parenting, we always look at chapter 6.
请你看第六章第一节到第九节。
We'll look at verse 1 to verse 9.
他说，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在过去得为业之地遵行，好叫你们和你的子子孙孙深敬畏耶和华神，这个谨守他一切的律例诫命，就是我吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你们可以在流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数既其增多，正如耶和华你列祖神所应许的。第四节，以色列啊，你要听，你看到吗？我们这个词不断的出现，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华是神独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上，也要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你的房门的门框上，并且你们的城门上。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, and he repeats this call, The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
所以这个是一段很重要的经文，而且所有的我们在这个教会里面常常讲到这个教养儿女的时候，很注重的这一段经文。
It is an important section in this book, and especially when we talk and when we teach on parenting, we look at these few verses very frequently.
他说：“以色列啊，你要听，耶和华是独一的主，唯一的只有一个。”你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神，我们要全心全意的爱我们的神。
He says in verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
第六节
Verse 6,
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上，谁的心上？
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Whose heart?
谁的心？
Whose heart?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你要知道，我们要，因为下面在讲说，你要教训你的儿女。诶，这样，这个就是讲父母亲。弟兄姐妹，你要记得，我现在讲的是跟年轻的父母亲讲。教训儿女神的话是你的责任，是父母的责任。是的，祖父祖母教他们是感谢主，但是圣经很清楚，教训儿女是父母的责任。
Verse 7 goes on to say, You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. Whose responsibility is it to teach your children? It is your responsibility. And I'm talking here especially to the young parents in our midst. It is your responsibility.
教导孩子，很多人说，诶，教导孩子，我们新加坡人很喜欢就是祖父祖母来看，感谢主，你有祖父祖母帮忙手至少，但是责任是你做父母的。圣经里面很清楚，教导孩子有关圣经的教导是父母的责任，不是祖父母的。有祖父母祖母在的话更好，但是呢，责任呢是在父母亲身上。
Now, as Singaporeans, this should resonate with us, because we tend to outsource our parenting to relations, to grandparents, and such. The Bible is clear here that the responsibility is yours and yours alone. Sure, we can have help in raising our children, but the ultimate responsibility of that task is given to us as parents.
祖父祖母啊, 我们帮孩子看孩子看孙子, 这是好事。 我们只是 pamper一下他们, 我们只是宠爱他们啊, discipline是父母亲的责任。
Grandparents who are amongst us, it is good that you are taking care of your grandchildren, and your job is to take care of them and pamper them every now and then. The disciplining work of parenting is left to the parents.
你看,我今天吩咐你的话,要记在心上,要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Look, it says here, and these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children.
Diligently, 这个希伯来文是好像讲磨刀的意思，就是不断的重复的磨来磨去，就是说你不要重复的教你的孩子，教多少次呢？一百次还是一千次呢？ 就好像我太太每次讲说，跟她我的孩子很小的时候，我跟你讲多少次，是很多次。This
word diligently paints the picture of sharpening a blade, and this is done repeatedly over and over again. And that's what raising children is like. How many times do you have to repeat yourself? 100, 1,000? It's like my wife who says when my children were young, how many times have I told you this?
所以这个是要殷勤, diligent, 不断地教训儿女, 然后呢, 他说, 无论你坐在家里, 行在路上, 躺下起来, 都要谈论。
And so we're told to do this diligently. And it says that we shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down.
很多人说,哎呀,教导孩子圣经,那是教会的事情,这个是主日学老师的事情。 主日学老师可以躺在你家里,坐在你家里,又行在路上,可以吗?
Some people say, spiritual training is not our job, it's the job of the church, it's the job of the Sunday school teacher. But let me ask you, can your Sunday school teacher talk to them when they sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise?
你会发现,这个呢,不可能的,只有你父母亲才可以做这件事情。
You cannot, because only a parent can do that.
所以在这边呢,还有一件事情呢,必要谈论,你知道什么叫谈论吗?
Notice also it says, and shall talk of them. Do you know what talk of them means?
你知道吗? 今天呢, 我们站在讲台上, 老师坐在前面, 教学生全部坐在下面, 这个叫做, 这个叫做希腊式的教, 这个学堂制, 这个是, 这个是学校的, 这个是希腊的教, 教导方式。
You know, as we stand here now and in a typical classroom setting where the teacher speaks to a group of students, This takes the form of a Greek format of teaching.
但是希伯来人教的时候不是像我们一个人对五个学生还是十个学生，希伯来人是学徒制，意思说他跟着老师就是师傅跟学徒，他跟着我做什么你跟着做什么，所以你教导孩子的时候是 你要有一个榜样让孩子去学，你要讲这个，你要要要他们不讲这个肮脏污秽的话，你就不可以讲肮脏污秽；要他们讲感谢的话，你要学习做榜样，让他们讲感谢的话。
However, the Hebrew style of teaching and training is more like mentorship. It's about being an example to someone and letting them walking alongside them. And in the same way as parents, we need to be examples to our children. If we are teaching them not to use foul language, then we cannot use foul language ourselves.
所以我们讲到教导的时候，第一，你有正面，你有正式的教导，也有谈论。所以我们在生活中，在平时你走路的时候，平时你做事情的时候，你要平时跟他讲起 天父的事情，跟他讲起神的事情，跟他讲起圣经的事情，不是说你一定要坐在那边打开圣经才讲神的话，平时就不讲神的话。
And that suggests that our parenting needs to be by the way in our lives day by day. It is when we are doing things with them, do we talk to them about God and about His creation. It is not a formal sit-down classroom session where I teach my children and then after that, outside of that lesson, I don't.
你看,主耶稣,他很会用实物教材,这个object lesson,他很会用。为什么呢?他讲神的主权,他怎么讲?他说,你看, 空中飞鸟那个几个麻雀飞过，你看如果神不允许一个都不跌在地上，你懂他在讲什么？他在讲神学啊。不过他用很简单的话，麻雀很便宜的，很不值钱的，如果神不允许一个都不会跌，他在讲神的主权。
Jesus is a master of object lessons, and he uses his environment to teach deep things, things of theological value to his audience. It's like when he talked about the sparrows in the air, and he said, teaching them about God's sovereignty, that if God does not wish for one to fall, then none will fall.
你很焦虑，对不对？有时候你很忧虑，对不对？
Sometimes you get depressed or you get anxious.
你知道主耶稣怎么解决吗？
Do you know how Jesus deals with that?
出去看看，看看草，看看花。他说：“你看看这些花，这些草，这些长，今天长起来，明天就枯干了。天父都照顾他，何况是你呢？你比这个花草更重要了。”主耶稣什么？用平时的生活就讲出一个很重要的道理。所以我们做父母亲的时候，平时常常跟孩子讲有关神的话，不是说你要在课堂上面才讲圣经。
When Jesus dealt with anxiety, he told his audience to go out, look at the grass, look at the fields, and look at the flowers and how God provides for them. And if God provides for them, how much more will He provide for you? So as parents, in our parenting and teaching of our children, we need to do so in the milieu of life, so to speak, as we live day by day.
然后呢，你要知道这边他在下面讲到什么的，他说你要第八节说要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
In verse 8, it says, you shall bind them as signs on your hands, on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
如果我们这边，我相信很多人去过以色列啊。
I'm sure many of you have visited Israel.
你看到他们手上，然后放，绑在一起，然后有一个小盒子，里面有经文。他就是按照这诫行，然后他头上呢，绑了一个小盒子，上面有一个经文。他以为这样做就得神的喜悦。
And you may have seen people who have who have wrapped a little box on their wrists containing scripture, and then another box on their foreheads also containing scripture, and they have interpreted it literally.
但是呢，这边什么意思？他意思说你要这个系在手上为记号，意思说你要用做出来。You must practice with your hands. 你要把它行出来，然后放在额上为经文，意思说你要常常去想有关神的事情。所以是在生活中谈神的话，在手上做神的工，然后在思想人想神的事。这个这样来操练，来教导孩子，不是是单单是打开，然后你要拿 A 没有拿 A 不可以啊，不是这个意思。
The point here was that they were to, as a sign on their hands, they were to practice and live out God's commands. The frontlets between their eyes was to suggest that they would think on God's commands and God's laws all the time. And again, in the same way as we teach our children, it is not taking, opening a book and insisting that a child takes a test and gets an A.
而且呢，这边最重要是什么呢？最重要这一段圣经，其实啊，刚才我们是花了一点时间讲这个这个教育儿女，因为我们当中有很多年轻的父母亲。但是这边最重要的是要尽心爱主你的神。
Now we've spent a bit of time on the parenting aspect because there are many young parents in our midst. But the key point of this passage is in verse 5 where it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might."
怎么样教孩子爱神呢？
How do we teach our children to love God?
我们的孩子的眼睛很明亮的，你爱不爱他一看就知道。
Our children's eyes are bright and big, and they can see whether you love the Lord yourself.
你如果真的去爱他，他看得见的。
If you really love, they can see.
啊，很多时候呢，我们这样讲，很多时候我告诉你，我们做父亲的常常在外面做事，常在外面奔波为了家庭要花很长的时间在外面。
Now let me share this with you. As parents, as fathers, many of us have to spend the day out. We work to provide for the family.
孩子很少时间跟父亲在一起。
And children have relatively less time to spend with their fathers.
但是他的孩子，为什么孩子会很爱父亲呢？
But how is it that children love their fathers?
因为他妈妈在教他。
Because their mothers teach them.
他的妈妈整天告诉你爸爸这么辛苦，你爸爸为你这么好，为你奔波，常常跟他讲，他听了他就开始爱他的父亲。
Because their mothers at home tell them about what their fathers are doing outside of the house, about how their fathers are working hard to provide for them, and so they end up loving their fathers.
所以做母亲的，你知道我的意思啊。
So those mothers among us, you know what to do.
如果你是一个好太太，你是个好妈妈，你要知道你的孩子在培养孩子对父亲的那个敬爱，就从这边来的。
If you are to be a good mother, you want to cultivate the love that your children have for their fathers.
那么如果看不见的神呢? 还不是一样?
What about the God that we cannot see? Is it not the same?
所以你很小的时候告诉天父是这样的，虽然他看不见、摸不着，不过他听多了，他就懂得，哦，原来我是这样的，我就开始爱神，就是这样来的。
And in the same fashion, if you talk to your children about God and how God loves them and how God's created all these things, you over time cultivate that love for God.
那么你要爱神呢？第一，你自己，你要孩子爱神，你自己要先爱神。如果你自己不爱他，孩子很快就看出来，你的口头所讲的是虚假的。Now,
of course, if you yourself don't love God, then your children can see it, and they can see that it is hypocrisy.
那么我圣经这边很清楚告诉我们，神要求我们爱他。
And the Bible is very clear that God wants us to love Him.
像为什么我神，What is my motivation? 我什么动力要爱他呢？
So then, what is my motivation to love God?
让我让你看这个生命记七章七节。
Let me show you in Deuteronomy 7:7.
七章七节，他讲到这里。当然，第七章一开始的时候说神拣选他们，为什么呢？神耶和华专爱你们，选择你们，并非是你们人多于别民，原来你们是人数中万民中最少的。因为耶和华爱你们，是因为他手向你们列祖所起的事，就用大能的手领你们出为奴之家，救赎你们脱离埃及法老王的手。
7:7 and 8 says, "It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set His love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand." And redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
为什么我们要爱神呢? 他告诉以色列人为什么要爱呢? 因为神特别爱你。
Why do we have to love God? He's telling the Israelites, because God loves you.
所以我们跟弟兄姐妹讲，如果你要 discipline a child, 你要去管教一个孩子, 首先呢, 他孩子知不知道你爱他？如果他爱，他知道你爱他，你管教他马上有效。如果他根本没有感受到你的爱，你是根本没有办法去管教他的。So
I tell parents, when you're disciplining a child, does he or she first know that you love them? Because if they do not know that you love them or think that you don't, then your discipline will not be effective.
我们爱神，因为神先爱我们。
We love God because God first loved us.
他爱我们，很多人，我们常常讲这句，哦，神拣选以色列人，哦，神拣选这个人得救，我们是神选的，是不是我们好？不是我们好，是神特别有恩典选最不好的。所以我告诉你，你如果是基督徒，你一定是最不好的，好像我这样。Now
we always say to people that we are chosen people. Israel is a chosen people of God. But is it because of our own merit that He has chosen us? No, He's chosen us despite ourselves. And that also often means that we are the worst lot. And let me tell you, like me, I am part of that worst lot.
这边神拣选以色列人，不是他们特别好，是他们特别小、特别少、特别软弱。神拣选他们，彰显他自己的荣耀。
No, in fact, these two verses tell us that Israel was in fact the weakest, they were of the fewest people, and it was precisely because of that that God chose them.
神拣选以色列人，找拣选最软弱、最小的民族，最看不起的。但是神使他能够成长起来，要使他成为众人的祝福。这个是神 ，This is God's way. 这个是神的方法。In
fact, God chose Israel, the smallest, the weakest, the lowest of all the nations, in order to raise them up. and display His glory, and this is God's way.
神的计划是什么呢? 他就是要拣选以色列人, 要以色列人祝福全世界的人, 但是以色列人不听, 所以就今天的以色列人, 为什么会被这几千年来, 这个2000年来, 以色列人被抛来抛去, 在世界, 到今天, 我们还在, 以色列还在打仗, 为什么呢? 因为他们不听从神的话, 因为圣经早就记载了, 他不听, 所以他几千年来, 还在面对这个问题。
God's plan was to choose Israel, this small, lowly nation, and raise them up in order to bless the world. But Israel has not been obedient, and as a result, they have been punished for their disobedience.
所以你知道神拣选以色列的时候，他们还是奴隶，他就是选择奴隶，让他们兴起来，然后兴起来的时候，他忘记神，所以他们不断的拒绝神，所以神惩罚他。这个就是摩西告诉他们的这个他历史的原因。
Now let's not forget that when God first chose them, He chose them as slaves. They were yet slaves in Egypt, and He has brought them out of that slavery. He has blessed them, but still, over and over again, they have repeated their disobedience, and therefore God has judged them and punished them. Moses is telling this new generation that this should not be done again.
所以你看第八节, 因为耶和华爱你们, 又因他手向你们所列祖所起的事, 就用大能的手把你们领出来, 所以他常常提起, 你记得吗? 你还在奴隶之家的时候, 你还在做奴隶的时候, 神用这么大的能力, 世界上有哪一个国家, 哪一个民族, 神这样拣选, 只有你, 神这么爱你, 你还是不爱, 所以我们 爱神的原因是他先拣选了我, 所以我们必须要爱他。
He says in verse 8 that it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And He reminds them over and over again that you started out as slaves. It is precisely because God loves you that you should love Him back.
所以我们为什么我们要爱神呢? 因为他已经先爱我们，不但爱我们， 他还什么呢? 他还用了极大的奇迹能力， 甚至对基督徒来讲， 主耶稣来到世上， 为了我们缘故， 担当我们的罪， 为我们钉死在十字架上， 这个还不够吗? 还不足以让你爱他吗?
Brothers and sisters, God loves us, and He sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to die on the cross for us. Is that not love enough?
如果一个人为你的缘故牺牲了他自己, 你可以不爱他吗?
If a person who, for his love for you, sacrifices himself, can you not love this person?
所以我们一定要回应神, 我们爱神不是因为, 不单是命令, 是因为我们要回应神的爱。
And so we need to respond. We need to respond to that love.
接下来呢，我们不要讲得太仔细了哈。基本上顺服神，第二点神要我们要爱他，第二我们要顺服他。Next
point is obedience to God. We need to love God. We need to obey God.
圣经里面很多教导，如果你爱他，你就遵守他的话。Throughout
the Bible, you will see teaching that if you love God, you will obey Him.
如果你爱你的太太, 你就按她的意思去做。
If you love your wife, you will do things that she wants.
如果你爱你的孩子, 你总是爱你孩子所要的东西, 你尽量给她满足, 因为你爱她。
If you love your children, you will want to give them the things that they desire because you love them.
你如果爱神, 你要完成神的意思。
If you love God, then you will try to live out His will.
所以为什么我们要遵守呢? 因为我们爱神, 第二, 圣神的命令, 是因为我们要遵守他的命令。
So why should we obey? Because God loved us. God wants us to obey Him.
因为时间的关系呢, 我们就不仔细去看。 你看7章1到11节就提到这个, 然后第三点呢, 是我们要感谢神。
Our third point is that we need to thank God.
我们要感谢神, 因为神做了这么大的事情, 你知道吗? 其实我还是要大家看, 你打开第八章看一看。
Please turn to chapter 8.
你知道吗? 神给以色列人, 他说你要过去那个有奶有蜜之地呢, 做什么呢? 到那边的时候, 你一定会得到很大的好处。
God wants the Israelites to go over into this land of milk and flowing of milk and honey because He tells them that when you get there, you will be blessed.
你看第八章第十一节。
Look at chapter 8 verse 11.
第8章11节, 你要谨慎, 免得忘记耶和华你的神, 不遵守他的诫命典章律例, 我今日所吩咐你的, 第12节注意看, 恐怕你吃得饱足, 建造美好的房屋居住, 你的牛羊加多, 你的金银天真, 你就万全都加增的时候, 你就心高气傲, 忘记耶和华你的神, 是从将埃及地, 为奴之家领出来的。
Verse 11 to verse 14 says, take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
你知道摩西是一个很有智慧的人。
Moses was a man of great wisdom.
很清楚我问你, 当你什么情况下才会寻求神?
Let me ask you, in what situation will you come crying to God?
当你很有钱的时候呢, 还是当你很穷的时候?
When you are extremely rich and prosperous, or when you are down and out?
你知道吗? 当我们遇到苦难的时候呢, 我们总是会向神求的。
Whenever we are in times of trouble, we will cry out to God.
但是摩西知道, 当神带领他们到流奶以密之地, 这个迦南地的时候, 他们神一定大大之负担, 他们一定有很多的这个大的房子啦, 然后呢, 有金银啦, 有牛羊, 多起来的时候, 他是说, 我是靠自己本事的。 他们就忘记神了，所以把这个摩西就告诉他们，这个是你最大的危险，因为当你受到这些祝福之后呢，你就会忘记神。我们不是这样吗？
Moses knows this, and Moses knows that when they go into the promised land, when they have that land, when they have houses, when they have herds and flocks and gold, that is when they will start to forget God, and he's telling them, this is your biggest danger. You need to be thankful, continually thankful to God. Is this not the same case for us?
911事件在美国, 这个大的事情发生的时候, 恐怖主义发生的时候, 哇, 教会充满了人, 但是大家都, 很舒服的时候, 教会就没有人了, 这是很现, 很自然的现象。
When 9/11 happened in the US, the churches were full of people, all trying to deal with that tragedy. But when there is prosperity and there is peace, the numbers in the churches start to dwindle.
所以摩西就告诉我,你要懂得感恩,连你这些好处都是神所给的,你不可以忘记,要学习感恩。
Moses is telling them, you need to be thankful, and you need to learn how to be thankful, because all this comes from God.
好,我们很快乐,来看第十章。 我为什么要来敬拜？第一，要爱神，要顺服神，要感谢神，最后要敬畏神。
Why should we obey? We obey because God loves us, because God wants us to obey Him, because we need to thank God, and because we need to fear God.
第看第十章第十二节
，Look at chapter 10 verse 12.
他说：“以色列啊，现在你们。” 现在耶和华你的神向你要的是什么呢？要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
It says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以你可以发现到神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
We see that this is a God that has created all things.
他为我们做了这么,
and he has done all this for us, and in fact, the breath of life that we have is given by him.
所以我们需要敬畏他, 要爱他,
and we need to love him, but we also need to revere him.
很多时候我们听到有人说, 哎呀,你不知道吗? 昨天神来到我的后花园, 他的手放在我的肩膀, 我们一起走过后花园。
And sometimes we hear people who talk about God in a very casual manner, where they say, oh, as I was walking through my garden today, I felt God come alongside me, put his arm around me, and we walked through the garden together.
Are you kidding me? 真的吗?
For real?
我告诉你, 你知道你这一位神是什么神吗?
Do you know what kind of a God this is.
这个是创造宇宙万物的真神。
This is the God that has created all things.
这个神不是真的是创造你的 iPhone， 也不是创造你的物质，他是一个，你知道吗？他不是不单在创造地球，他是不单在创造这个 solar system， 他创造银河系，而他创造整个宇宙。你知道这个神有多大吗？
This is not a God that has merely created an iPhone or one of the creature comforts in your life. This is a God that has created the earth. This is a God that has created the solar system and all of the universe.
你知道世界有多大吗？这个是创造宇宙万物的真神，他来放在手建造，你知道你一定是没有了，你一定会融化的。
Have you any idea the massiveness of this God who has created all things? And if he comes alongside you and puts his arm around you, you will melt.
如果你看圣经，你要知道以赛亚看到神的时候，他说哀哉，我有祸了，我是嘴唇不洁净的人，住在嘴唇不洁净的人，他说我完了，我死了。
Remember when Isaiah saw God, he said, woe is me, I am undone. I'm gonna die.
以西结这个大先知，以西结看到神的时候，他已经躺在地上不能动了，是天使要给他力量，他站起来。
Ezekiel, as he stood before God, he fell on his face, prostrate, and the angels had to lift him up.
来到新约的时候，约翰看到神的时候也是一样，完全看到神的时候，一看到神每一个人都害怕，你看到神哇，你比以西结还厉害，比以下也还厉害，你比 Apostle John 还厉害，我跟手拉手这样走过天下。
When we come to the New Testament, we see the Apostle John reacting in the same way when he comes face to face with God. And if you are saying, oh yeah, we walk through the garden hand in hand, that you're saying that you are somehow greater than Ezekiel, Isaiah, and the apostle himself?
不是的，神是创造宇，我们不过是 dust， 我们不过是一些尘土。看到神的时候，你一定非常害怕的，因为这是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Let's not forget that we were made out of dust, and if you come face to face with this great God that has created all things, you will fear and tremble.
我向你挑战，你看圣经，每一次神出现的时候，有打雷，有响声，是非常害怕的。是的，神爱我们，但是呢，你要知道，要懂得敬畏神。
So let me challenge you. Look at all the teaching in the Bible. Every time God makes His presence felt, it is with thunder and with lightning. And He is a great God. Yes, He is a God who loves us, but we need to learn to revere that God.
好，我们时间已经没有了。好，我赶快讲完它啊。第一呢，我们要信靠顺服，所以生命记告诉我们。摩西告诉我们他的历史，然后呢，他告诉我们必须要敬畏神的动机。
So let's quickly, we're running out of time. Very quickly, we've looked at how Moses gave them a history lesson on the need for obedience. He then tells them why they need to obey.
然后呢，他告诉我们他解释从十二章到二十六章是最多讲到十诫跟很多的这个律法怎么样来处理当时候怎么样生活。
He explains to them the law in chapters 12 to 26 and tells them how they need to live out this law.
所以我就不仔细地讲了，这基本上它可以分成礼仪的规条、民事的规条跟社会的规条。
Now, broadly speaking, they can be categorized into ceremonial law, civil law, and social law.
所以他告诉他们碰到什么情况应该怎么样做，大家回去看一看就知道。
And he tells them in various situations and settings how they should conduct themselves.
那么当他顺从的时候呢，神就会祝福他，如果他不顺从的时候，神就会审判他。
He then tells them the effects of obedience and what will happen when the fact that they will be blessed when they obey and they will be punished if they don't.
第二十七到三十节基本上就是二十七到三十章，基本上就讲到说神的这个顺从的结果。你看28章第一到三节说，如果你留意听从神的话呢，神就祝福你。
It says in chapter 28 verse 1, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, God will bless you.
那么第15节说，如果你不听从呢，神必然会惩罚你。
He says in 28:15, if you will not obey, God will punish you.
那么在这边有一节圣经是John Piper 很喜欢用的，我是提醒你，让你看一看。
And then this verse is a favorite of John Piper's.
他说生命记十二十八章四十七节，他这么讲，他说，因为你富有的时候，你不欢欣乐意的侍奉耶和华，耶和华就必然使到你在饥饿干渴、侧路、穷乏当中来惩罚侍奉你的仇敌。
It says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, because of the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and lacking everything.
为什么有这一节经文呢?
What's this verse doing here?
刚才就讲到神要让他们进入牛奶与蜜之地, 让他们享受的时候, 当他们富有的时候呢, 他如果不在他富有, 当你享受这一切的当中呢, 你要记得要感恩, 要 joyfully serve the Lord, 要充满了喜乐去敬拜侍奉神。 如果你不愿意呢, 你就会在苦难中侍奉你的仇敌。
Now we said that the Israelites were entering the promised land and they would be blessed in the promised land. And in that blessing, they were to give thanks back to the Lord. But if they did not, this was their fate.
所以我们来到最后，所以我们看到摩西给他历史的教训，摩西告诉他们，他们必须要去顺服神。摩西就告诉他们怎么样顺服神，因为他把十诫重新再解释一遍，然后呢，其他的经文，然后他告诉他结果，你顺服就得祝福，你不顺服就得这个咒诅。最后呢，他说，你看我连这个迦南地我都不能进去，因为我曾经不顺服神。不过我们知道最后呢，摩西有没有进入迦南地啊？ 主耶稣登山变相的时候在哪里？他就在迦南地，摩西跟他一起出现。果然，摩西后来进去了。
And so we've looked at the history lesson that Moses gave to the new generation of Israelites. He told them why they needed to obey God. He then explained what that standard of obedience was when he explained the law. He talked about the effects of obedience, the fact that they would be punished if they disobeyed and they would be blessed if they obeyed. And then finally, he gave them the example of obedience or disobedience in himself, because he at some point had disobeyed God and he wasn't allowed to enter the promised land. But at the end of it all, did Moses get to go into the promised land? If you remember, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses was there. And so we see that eventually he did get there.
所以摩西能够进去其实完全是神的恩典。
And the fact that Moses could go in was entirely God's grace.
所以我问大家，我们常常在那边讲圣经，你有没有顺从？
So let me ask you, as we stand here and as you hear the preaching week in, week out, are you obeying?
我们为什么要顺从？
Why do we have to obey?
为什么我们不顺从呢?
Why do we not obey?
或许我们在小组的时候可以讨论。Perhaps
this is a discussion for us at small group.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。Let
us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this account of Moses' three messages to Israel. We thank you for the lessons in history that you have laid before us this morning. And we pray that, Father, you would help us to learn from these lessons. We pray that, Father, you would help us to not just obey you, but to obey you with hearts that are thankful, that with hearts that are joyful, Lord. We pray that, Father, you will help us to look upon even our lives, Lord, and see your grace moving in our lives, your hand moving in our lives, and that we will respond, Lord, in love and in obedience. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.